Episode 3, I Stuck With My Goal. Stay tuned at the end for our sponsor. As I ended Episode 2, Uber just terminated my account. I found out they raised their criteria on background checks. That shut me down. An easy $300 to $500 a week, depending on how I applied myself, which was helping me pay my car off. I still owe 7 more payments of $150 a week on the car. But with my newfound mindset and vibration level increasing daily, I'm not missing a beat. I stayed tapped into God's abundance, and since my other sources of income, carpet cleaning, fire sticks, t-shirts, and other investments are still prospering, it's no stopping me. I learned from my grandfather, rest his soul. He stressed multiple sources of income, so I'm following suit. This being tax season, that along with what I've been stacking, by April, I will have clear over $7,000, a record for me, and more than enough to pay the $4,500 due by April. After almost 3 years of driving, I became used to it. So to supplement me not making Uber money, I applied for DoorDash, Postmates, and Grubhub. DoorDash rejected me. I'm still dealing with my background, of course. But Postmates and Grubhub was all in. It took me some getting used to getting in and out the car, picking up food, and taking them to people's doors, but it helped fill some of my financial gap. Plus, it was good exercise. I started working on fixing my background. Meanwhile, April was approaching and it was time for me to pay this car off. Turns out instead of $4,500, they wanted $5,000 for me to keep this car. They failed to mention the occasional late payment penalty, but I got over $7,000 and I paid it off. And in a couple of weeks later, I received my pink slip. That was a great feeling to accomplish my goal. Now looking back, it took me a couple of months to get on track financially, so in reality, I saved about $1,000 a month to reach my goal. Never say I can't, always say how can I. Who would have known? We're so busy saying, I ain't got it, I can't afford it, what do I look like? All that is just language of the poor. I don't talk or think like that anymore. Now, with the car paid off, I wanted to divert my driving money to other things. But with May approaching, Grubhub's not paying as much as the ride shares. So with the help of the public defender, I petitioned to court and got my background wiped clean. This took about 3 weeks. Now, with my newfound light, I reapplied Lyft and cleared up with Uber, but it took a minute before I got back on the road. I got through May comfortably, but barely paid June's rent. With graduation shenanigans, June is usually a slow month for me when it comes to carpet cleaning, which is a big chunk of my income. Of course, that's more language of the poor, which I don't use no more. But by now, Lyft is kicking in. It doesn't pay as much as Uber, but I am driving in the morning again, which keeps me busy. It's mid-June. I'm kind of slipping back into my old way of thinking of lack and worry. What if, and how am I gonna? I learned from Jim Rohn that that's language of the poor, but I can't seem to help it right now. It seems I'm gonna have to tap into my savings to cover July's rent, and top that off, my transmission that went out in my carpet cleaning van. That's at least $1,200 out of my budget that seems non-existent right now. To add injury to insult, a friend of mine has a car for sale that he's going to sell me for $700, which I can easily double my money. I'm still listening to audiobooks. They reminded me that broke is a state of mind, not a financial condition. So I straightened up my back, lifted up my head, and called the transmission shop. It was about mid-June, early morning on a Thursday. I negotiated a $1,000 deal and was bringing my van in today and wanted to pick it up by Monday. They said it'd be ready on Tuesday. Now, I'm not about to get caught up in the mad how disease. How's this going to work? How's that going to work? I'm just going to have faith that everything will fall in place when I need it. Just so happens, By the weekend, I closed a big financial deal that helped me cover my transmission bill. By Tuesday, the van was ready, but the $1,000 ended up being $1,200 for some extra work that needed to be done. Fine. Once I was rolling again, the work that I had backed up was getting done and the abundance was flowing once again. I went on and brought the car from a friend of mine with faith that I would sell it by rent time. That didn't happen, but rent still got paid. It's early July 2019 and I'm no longer broke-minded. I held on to the car until the mid-month and I let a friend of mine who sells cars sell it. Business secrets of the Bible say let people do what they specialize in. He got me $1,100. I was good. So with no more focusing on lack, no more thinking broke-minded, no more using the language of the poor, I've learned how to receive a never-ending flow from God's abundance. These are the three rules that I've learned to live by. Rule number one, be grateful for all you have in your life, whether person, place, or thing. No matter how rough life may seem, it can always be worse, or it can be better. For instance, that doorknob that you're used to getting into your house could easily be a zipper to a tent or an electronic entry to your condominium. So be grateful for your past, your present, and your future. Look at all things as if they exist now. Rule number two, have faith. Faith is the ability to see what does not yet exist. Have faith that all you deserve will be there when you need it. Faith must be backed with action, though, so keep your thoughts clear and positive. Rule number three, no worries or fear. Don't worry about things that are out of your control. Keep your karma clean and all will fall into place. Have no fear for nothing or no one. This is my first podcast. I hope you enjoyed The Year That Changed My Mind by Carlton. I am Love, Burrell. Thank you.